Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Galatians chapter 4. In verse 4, the Word of God says, "But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son." There is a fullness of time to everything. In other words, God says, okay, the time is right. Everything has a right time, but everything also has a wrong time. What you want is the right time. Often we get impatient with God. We say, God, I asked you for something and I don't have it. God, I trusted you regarding something and it has not taken place. Sometimes people will get done with this and then they'll start accusing God because something hasn't happened yet that He won't do it. Well, God, you don't really answer prayer because I haven't received the answer to my prayer yet. Which is kind of silly because you haven't died yet. So how do you know that you're not going to get the answer to your prayer? You're still alive, aren't you? There is a fullness of time. Sometimes God holds back on us. And He has to. Because He has to develop us. There's a fullness of time. God wants us to learn certain things. Maybe you have a promise from God. Maybe there's something you're praying for. And that's great. But at the same time, maybe God is not answering very quickly. And that's great also. The reason why God does that is because often the process is more valuable than the outcome. In other words, the things you go through as you're waiting will develop and build you more than if you simply got what you asked for. And that building is the eternal component of that. That building is where your rewards in heaven come in. That building is where character is built. That building is where you are developed as a person. A lot of people never develop. There is a crisis in our country, and it's a huge crisis. And it's not a military crisis, it's not a financial crisis, it's a crisis of maturity. Our culture has a tremendous problem with people being immature. Even adults who are very childish in their thinking. These people have become accustomed to getting everything they want when they want it. And therefore, they were not able to develop the character necessary to handle things as adults. God doesn't want that for anyone. God wants you to develop into healthy, mature, well-thinking adults. And your childhood is the process of that development. Once you become adult, God is going to continue to develop you because He's developing you for eternity. But as young people, He wants you to develop into really fantastic adults. He'll bring things into your life to make that development happen. Part of that is the waiting process. The Word of God says in Isaiah 40:31, they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They're going to become strong. You don't think about it, but waiting makes you strong. And then it says, they'll rise up with wings as eagles. In other words, nothing's impossible for somebody like that. They will walk and not be weary, and they will run and not faint. Now I ask you something, what is harder, running or walking? And you would say, running is harder. I get more tired if I'm running than if I'm walking. Yeah, if you're physically running, if you're using your legs to run on a field somewhere, yes, that's true. However, in life, there's running and walking also. And walking is harder than running in life. The reason is because in running, you see things happening. You get somewhere fast. You see quick results. But in walking, things happen slowly. You get to places slowly. Results come slowly. And people don't much enjoy slow results. They prefer quick results. So walking is actually harder than running in life. Well, the person who learns how to wait on God, The person who learns how to have God's character to the point where they trust God despite the fact that they can't see things happening immediately, that person is going to become very strong. And when they become very strong, even though they don't get quick results, God doesn't always bring quick results, they'll still be able to continue with Him, stay positive in it, think correctly, and know with confidence that albeit the answer isn't here today, it may very well be here tomorrow. That person is going to develop into a strong individual. There is a time for everything. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 tells us. Because there is a fullness of time. There really is. There is a fullness of time. In other words, there is a time when God says, now. Just like with Jesus. The first promise regarding Jesus was given about 6,100, a little over 6,100 years ago. So 6,100, actually close to 50 years ago. The first promise regarding Jesus was given. He didn't come on earth until 2,000 years ago. That means people waited about 4,000 years for the fulfillment of that promise. Did it come? Yeah, it came 2,000 years ago now. My point is this. That with God, if He gives you the promise, it's a certainty. But you may have to wait for the promise. If you have to wait for the promise, know that there is a point in time when God says, now. And when He says now, things happen. It'll astonish you when that happens to you. That how much out of your control things can happen for your benefit. Out of your control, things start to happen to fulfill the promises of God for you when God says now. The thing is, though, you have to learn how to wait for that time. Now, there is a season. There is a time for everything. Ecclesiastes 3 says, for everything there's a season. When it says a season, it means a proper time. For everything there's a season. A lot of young people want to be old. When you're a kid, you're meant to be a kid. That's the way God designed it. If you're a kid, God wants you to be a kid. You'll get to be an adult fast enough. But when you're a kid, just enjoy being a kid. For everything, there's a season. There's a season to be a kid. Sometimes when people get a little bit older, they look in the worst way to be married. Don't worry about when you're going to be married. Just enjoy the season of being single until God brings somebody into your life that He chooses for you to marry. So don't worry about if you're married, if you're not married. Don't worry about that stuff. God will bring it when it's the right time. You don't have to be afraid, well, God may not bring it. Why wouldn't He? That's the way He designed things. Why wouldn't He do what He designed? So you don't have to worry about the timing of things. God will bring things in the right season. For everything, there's a season. And a time for every purpose under heaven. In other words, if God wants it for you, it will certainly come, but the time has to be correct. And then it will come. Don't ever try to jump the gun on God. Don't try to push it. If you try to rush God, you're going to find out you're going to fall on your face. You can't do it. You're going to mess it up if you try to rush God. God is the one who makes things happen well for us. If we try to rush it, we get ourselves all involved in it, but we're not as smart as He is. We don't know what He knows. We don't know the way things work. We may think we know. We may have a little bit of knowledge, but God has all knowledge. And so we trust God because we know that He loves us. We know that our well-being is His top concern, and we can trust Him because He is so concerned for us. He wants us to have all the good stuff, but we have to be developed in order to be able to receive the good stuff. It's like putting a lot of water in a small jar. If you have a small jar, you can only hold a little bit of water. If you have a lot of water, you need a big jar. But God says, you may want big things, but I have to turn you into a big jar. Because if you stay a small jar, I can't give you big things. So the waiting process is often to make us bigger in our ability to hold what God has, like a big jar. It says there's a time to be born. You guys have all seen that. You were born, right? There was a time when you were born, right? Everything has a time. You can even tell me the day you were born. You see, there is a time when you're born. And in the same way, there's a time for everything else. He said there's also a time to die. How many people here think they're going to be on earth forever? You're not going to be on earth forever. You're going to leave the earth and go to heaven one day. You don't want to be on the earth forever. Thank God for the time that you have here. God had intended for you to have that time. But that's not going to last forever. Hopefully it'll be a good long time, but it's not going to last forever. And then you will spend forever in heaven with Him. But there is a time for that. There is a specific time for everything that God has in His plan. And then it says, there's a time to plant and a time to pluck. And it's important to realize when you should do what. When you should do so that you get benefit from it. Sometimes we say, I don't feel like it. You know you ought to. I don't feel like it. I've had that happen many a time. I don't feel like it. I'll never forget one time when I was in college. The Orioles were in the playoffs. When was the last time that happened? And it wasn't a few years ago with Buck Showalter. It was with Davey Johnson. The Orioles were in the playoffs. And I had a test in, what class was that? I can't even remember. But it was some class. And I just, the Orioles are in the playoffs. And I didn't study as hard as I should have because, like, the Orioles were in the playoffs. And so I didn't do it. I passed. I didn't bomb the test, but I knew I could have done better. And the professor knew I could have done better. And she asked me, what happened? I said, the Orioles were in the playoffs. She got it, but she still gave me the lower grade. See, there's a time for things. I should have really been studying, but I put it off because I wanted to play. And you know what? There was a consequence to that. There's a time to plant, and you're going to reap what you've planted. When the time is right, you want to do what you need to do. Okay, there's a time to kill and a time to heal. Soldiers know about that, right? There is a time when you just don't put up with things. I'm not saying go out and kill people by any measure. No, don't go out and kill people. But I'm saying that there is a time to stand up for what you know is right. And then there's also a time to just kind of put it aside, the fact that you're right, and let people resolve issues. Let people come to you. Let build a friendship rather than a division. Just because you're right, it doesn't necessarily mean that you should always stand up for that. Sometimes you should. But sometimes you look beyond that. You say, okay, if I stand up knowing I'm right, I might hurt this person, or I might injure this relationship or whatever. I'm not saying compromise into sin. I'm saying love people enough to realize when it matters and when it doesn't. Then it says there's a time to break down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh. You guys have seen that, right? A time to mourn and a time to dance. All of these things are in the plan of God. For everything, there is an appropriate time. But then it also says in verse 11, it says, He makes everything beautiful in its time. God makes everything beautiful when the time is right. You want things that are beautiful in your life. And by beautiful, I don't just mean pretty. I mean beautiful in every way imaginable, in their core quality. You want those kind of things in your life, you learn to find the right time. Never be impatient. The Word of God says in Luke 21:19, in patience you possess your soul. That means who you are, if you're impatient, you give it away. But if you're patient, you develop it and you own it. So it says, in patience you possess your soul. It says in Proverbs 16:32, the person who is angry, and angry doesn't just mean raging mad. Angry can be any sort of impatience. That person is better than the mighty. And he who rules his spirit than he that takes a city. That's one of the things God develops in you. Learn it when you're young. It's an important lesson. To be in control of your own spirit. In other words, self-control. Learn it when you're young. Don't just follow your emotions. Your emotions can't think. Learn to control your emotions. You do it through the Word of God. Learn how to control your responses. You do it by thinking correctly, which is through the Word of God. Learn to be patient. You do that when you recognize God loves you enough to answer your prayer, to give you what He promised. But it may take some time to develop you. You think in reality. And the outcome will be that God will make everything in your life beautiful, but it has to be in the right time. Remember something. The will of God in your life involves places, involves people. It may or may not involve travel. It may or may not involve a lot of things. But one thing it always involves is timing. The will of God is only the will of God when it's the right time for something. Never try to push that. Because you want to stay in the will of God so that He can make everything beautiful. You guys understand that? Okay, that's it for today.